Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Coble of the New Hope Apostolic Church, located in the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut, at 240 Fairfield Avenue. And we'd love to have you to visit with us at any time. You can call us at area code 203-260-8940, or you can reach us at 203-870-5551. At this time, we're going to go into prayer, but before we do the prayer, we also like to remind you that we do a drug and alcohol addiction meeting at our church on Thursdays from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And we would love to have you if you struggling, you like to just have some discussion or to be encouraged by other people dealing with the same situation or same issues. So even if not you, but maybe you know someone who's struggling, we still, you may like to just share with them that we're doing that. We'd love to have them. So at this time, we're going to go into prayer. Most precious and gracious Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord, they will not consume. Thank you for today and waking us up this morning in our right mind with being able to walk and talk and see and hear and just thank what you've done on the cross. Thank you for dying on the cross that we can have life and have it more abundantly. We ask you, remember people that are struggling in this world today. Remember those that are victims of disasters, those in Puerto Rico and Australia and all over, Lord Jesus, where there are floods and so forth, Lord, you help people to get back on their feet again, Lord Jesus. Most of all, help people to seek your face, Lord Jesus, and just have your way today. Let somebody be blessed today. Use our men servant as you see fit. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, we are still dealing with the topic. You just have to wait it out. And sometimes people may feel that they want to make their own way, but your way will never even compare to God's way. God's way is perfect. Our way is trial and error, but God never makes mistakes. It's perfect. This world is not perfect in the state that it's in right now because it's flawed because of what Adam did. But when God created everything and finished everything, he said it was very good. So the only reason that the earth is struggling and mankind is struggling is because of what Adam did, not because God messed up. So God's way is always the best way. So, it's always good to wait on God. Just wait it out. The storm is not going to be there forever. It's passing over. Now, another storm may be coming, but you may get a little rest from the previous storm. But you will always have storms in your life. You will always have situations and circumstances. Because the Bible says that a man is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. So you will always have something to deal with as long as you are in this life. And no one can make the storm pass any quicker than it does. And so it is in life. You just have to wait out the storm and just know that this too shall pass. Waiting. Men have gotten rich and are getting rich every day off of the fact that people do not have patience, but people do not want to wait. So now it's all about getting things done faster. You have the instant everything, instant grits, instant oatmeal. You have the microwave, in the microwave age. Basically, most things that you buy in the store, you can put it in the oven or you can put it in the microwave, which cuts the time down tremendously. And so people are getting rich off of people wanting things now. They want it fast. They want it now. And people are producing food and products faster, but the quality is not there. You doing it and God doing it is going to be a vast difference. You do it and the quality of what God would have done, or how God would have done it, would be different. You may be able to live with how you do it, but if you wait on God, He would do it much better. He would do it perfect. So you just have to wait and not expect God to be a genie. God can do things in an instant. The lady that had the issue of blood and touched Jesus' garment, she was healed instantly. So God can be instant when He wants to. But sometimes it's just not good for things to be done instantly, because that waiting time has a purpose. When people try to grow things too fast, the quality of it is not there. The taste is not there when they try to grow vegetables and things too fast. You're not going to get the quality. So wait on God and get the quality, as opposed to getting it fast. God knows what He's doing. So we just need to wait, because whatever God is doing and however He does it has a perfect purpose in it, and you will be benefited by it if you just wait. That's the best thing to do. There is no next best thing when it comes to God. That's the best thing to do, is to wait. Many people have gotten themselves in trouble because they did not want to wait, and things just did not work out for them. Try cooking food too fast, and it will have the appearance of being done on the outside, but on the inside, it's not done. Try to cook a cake too fast are trying to fry chicken too fast. And you're going to have nice golden brown chicken on the outside, but on the inside, it will not be done. So, we need to just pull back and wait it out. Now, let's go to, we mentioned in the last broadcast about Sarah and Abraham and God making them a promise. They were childless. In the book of Genesis 18, you're going to pick up where God was telling Abraham that he and Sarah was going to have a child. But they were old. But we cannot allow our circumstances or life dictate to us when God has said one thing, but our life or our situation is speaking another thing. God will always supersede life, situations. It doesn't matter. Time has no effect upon God as far as who he is or what he can do. Because the Bible says, he which was, which is, and which is to come. God lives in past, present, and future. So time has no relevance when it comes to God, because God is eternal. God uses time for us to govern us. As far as the measure of something or when something is going to happen. So he uses it for us. And so Sarah and Abraham's body being deteriorated or up in years did not have any effect upon what God was going to do or his word. God can bypass your age, your clock ticking means nothing to God. Only thing that means something to God is what he says. And nothing can stop God's word. It's forever settled in heaven. So, let's start reading at Genesis 18 and 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Now, sometime God will give a specific time. So God has just pronounced a divine time. He said, according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah was beyond the point of bearing children. So naturally, Sarah could not have children, and she knew it, and Abraham knew it. They were looking at the natural, but God supersedes the natural. God supersedes anything and everything. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. You cannot even imagine. You cannot even come up with anything that God cannot do. So it goes on to say in verse 12, therefore Sarah laughed within herself. Now she did not laugh out loud, she laughed within herself. But yet God still heard it, saying, after I am old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also, my husband being old too. I'm old and he's old. And I want to get the joy of holding a baby in my arm. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? So God is saying, is there anything too hard for me? And of course, we know the answer to that is absolutely no. At the time appointed, now look what he's saying, at the time appointed, you will come out at the time appointed. You will come out victorious. The situation or the circumstance will be taken care of at the appointed time. So God may not give you a time or tell you when it's going to end, but he has a time in his mind. But in this particular case, he gave them a time. So it became time, that point of time, or that appointed time, was a divine time. So, at the time appointed, he says, I will return unto thee. At the time appointed, God will return unto your situation and work it out. According to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. So, when God announced this, everything that was in the way to stop them from having a child had to take notice and line up with God's word. Sarah's body that was dead had to line up with God's promise. Abraham's body that was dead had to line up with God's promise. So everything has to line up with God's promise, regardless of what it is. So it says, then Sarah denied, saying, I left not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou did laugh. And so, just as God made them a promise, and it did not come to pass right away, but when Sarah was 90 years old, way beyond childbearing age. And Abraham was 100 beyond producing children. But it doesn't matter how it seems that your situation is impossible. It's a light thing with God. God told Israel when they were in a situation in the desert, they didn't have water for the cattle, they didn't have water for them. And God told them to dig ditches out in the middle of the desert. Just dig ditches. There will not be wind and there will not be rain. God can do it in a way that is so unordinary. Ordinarily, rain falls and it would fill up the ditches. But God said that there won't be any rain, no wind, but you just dig the ditches. We just have to do what God has told us to do and not try to figure out how he's going to work it out, but just be obedient. And they dug the ditches, and God filled those ditches with water. God can do anything. God can do the impossible. That's what God specializes in, is doing the impossible. And at the appointed time, God returned to Sarah and allowed her to be impregnated and brought forth a son just like God said. It will happen just like God said. But you have to wait it out. Sarah and Abraham, before God brought forth Isaac, they became impatient and decided that they would help God. You cannot help God. You're just going to get in the way and make things complicated. And so Sarah gave her maid to Abraham, and the maid became pregnant. And it just caused problems. And it's still causing problems today, because the different nations today that are causing such a problem in the world today are the descendants of the child that Abraham and Sarah made that was not the promise of God. Ishmael was not the promised son. And so now the descendants of Ishmael today are causing so much havoc in this world today, but never would have existed. We would not be having these problems today if Sarah and Abraham would have waited on God, because he would not have Ishmael's descendants today. So God does not need our help. We're just getting in the way. So just step back, let go, and let God, and wait it out. And it will happen just like God promised. Joseph was a young man, his father's favorite, and his brothers hated him. But God had given him a dream that he was going to rule one day. And his brothers hated him even the more for his dream that he would rule over the family and over them. But God has a way of bringing his word, his promises, to pass. And so God allowed his brothers to sell him down to a band that was going into Egypt, and the band sold him to Potiphar as a slave. And as time went on, God began to fulfill his promise that he had given to Joseph. And so people had dreams, and those dreams brought Joseph up out of prison and set him on the throne. But Joseph, after being lied on by Potiphar's wife, was thrown into prison, not knowing when or if he was going to get out of prison. But God gave him favor in the prison. God can give you favor while you're waiting and waiting it out. God can give you favor. So God gives him favor even in the prison. Wherever he went, God gave him favor. Gave him favor in Potiphar's house. He gave him favor in the prison. So wherever he went, God gave him favor. And he did well. But he had to wait it out. Even interpreting the butler's dream that he would be restored. And he said to the butler, "Remember me." But when the butler was restored back to his place, he forgot Joseph. For another 2 years, Joseph was still waiting in the prison. But he just had to wait it out. You cannot come out before God is ready to bring you out. But eventually Joseph was placed in a position of status, but he had to wait it out. You just have to wait it out, and God will come by and work it out. So may God bless you. Until next time, in Jesus' name, amen.